May 12. Ask, believe, claim. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 12:22. I have a work to do, and in the grace of Christ I shall do it. My only anxiety is for those who are so much more easily inclined to believe a lie than to believe the truth. What shall I do for them? What can I do to save them, that they shall not make a lie, neither love the lie after it is made? All I can do is to present Jesus, the precious Savior, before them as their pattern. If they love Jesus, they will be pure, harmless, undefiled. They will surround themselves with the atmosphere of faith rather than of doubt and skepticism and unbelief. They will talk of Jesus, of heaven, of the Christian's duties, the Christian's warfare, and how to successfully resist the powers of Satan. They will not be like vultures preying upon that which they suppose to be the defects of others. Oh, that Jesus might be revealed to them. Oh, that they might love to dwell upon his matchless charms. Oh, that their hearts might learn with his love that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. Our weapons would be turned against our most deadly foes. We should see by faith the pure light, eyes of heavenly angels intently fixed upon us with love to mark our devotion. We should by faith see Satan watching for every misstep, everything that he could use against us, taking advantage of our lack of union and love, making the crooked ways, and with exulting triumph accusing these before the angels of God. While we are powerless to stay the workings of sin and Satan, help has been provided. Ask, and ye shall receive. Two or three may claim the promise. If they ask anything in his name, he will do it. He will be inquired of to do these things for us. Oh, my brother, do not feel so independent that you will not ask help of the only one who can render you the assistance you need to break the snare of Satan. You must be watchful, zealous, faithful and true, humble and trustful, full of tenderness and compassion. Commence the work in your own heart, and then, with your heart baptized with the Spirit of Christ, lead your children to the Lamb of God. Letter 11, May 12, 1883, to a layman in California.